Praise the Lord, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，赞美主。
Once again, we want to thank the Lord for His grace given to us.
再次感谢主赐我们的恩典。
We have gathered in His presence, and that is not by our own endeavors.
我们是在他的同在中面前，这不是因着我们的行为。
But because of His grace, we could stand.And remain in His presence.
因着他的恩典，我们可以一直站在他的同在中。
Let us have further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Our Lord, once again we thank Thee and we praise Thee for You are glorious emancipator.
主，我们再次感谢赞美你，因为你是那荣耀的释放者。
You are our glorious Lord and soon and coming King.
你是我们荣耀的主，也是要来的王。
Lord Jesus, You have accomplished all things on the cross of Calvary.
主耶稣，你在那哥哥他的十字架上成就了一切。
And You have proclaimed it is finished.
你也宣告说都成了。
And this morning we stand in Your finished work.
所以今天我们在你所成就的工作上。
We don't have to strive for anything or sweat for anything.
我们不为任何的事情去挣扎去努力
but simply rest in the finished work on the cross of Calvary
而是单单的安息于你在十字架上所成就的
so that's with restful heart and thankful heart we want to be in your presence
所以我们有一个安息感谢的心在你面前
we want to behold you high and lifted up in our midst
我们愿你在我们面前被高举。
We want to hear from you the things which may change us from glory to glory.
我们愿意听见你所说的，好让我们荣上加荣被改变。
So dear Lord, Thou may equip us with Your Holy Spirit.
所以主，你用圣灵来装备我们。
Thou may anoint each one of us and all of us with Your Holy Spirit.
你也高我们所在的个人。
In speaking, in translation, in hearing, be thou with us.
说的、翻的还是听的，你我们同在。
We commit ourselves in this time into your hands.
我们把这段的时间仰望在你的手中。
With much thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们如此感谢是祷告靠耶稣的名。
Amen. As we were talking on the phone.The Lord put this song in our heart.
当我跟胡彦弟兄交通的时候，主就把这首诗歌放在我心里。
We have everything in Christ alone.
我们在只在基督里，我们有一切。
Out of Christ, out of our Lord Jesus, we have absolutely nothing.
在我们主耶稣基督之外，我们一无所有。
And how we can have everything in our Lord Jesus?
我们怎么样在基督里有一切呢
？Because on that cross, our Lord Jesus died for us.
因为在那主为我们所钉的十字架上。
And on that cross, as died on my behalf and your behalf, the wrath of God was satisfied.
因为在主那为我所死的十字架上，神的愤怒已经得以止息。
The wrath of God was fully satisfied.
神的那个愤怒就完全的得到止息。
And God the Father was so pleased with the sacrifice of His own beloved Son.
神如此喜悦他所亲爱的儿子所献上的祭。
That the Father has given Him the highest place on high.
父就赐给他那个最高处的那个位置。
And all of our sins and guilt and shame was laid on our Lord Jesus on that day on the cross of Calvary.
就在那个哥哥他的十字架上，我们一切的羞耻罪都担当在主耶稣的身上。
And because of this sacrificial love of our Lord Jesus, now we have everything in Him. In Christ alone, we have all these things.
因着主耶稣这样。的牺牲，所以我们在主耶稣基督里，我们有一切。
Now we don't have any guilt, we don't have any shame, we are not condemned.
我们不再有罪羞耻，我们也不再被定罪。
We have freedom, we have liberty in the Holy Spirit.
我们在圣灵里有那个自由。
For Lord has removed all of our sinfulness, all of our guilt and shame.
因为主已经把一切那个罪一切羞耻都挪去了。
Lord Jesus took our punishment on himself.
主耶稣把我们当受的刑罚担在他自己身上。
For us his body was broken.
他也为我们裂开他的身体。
For us he shed his precious blood.
为我们他流了宝血。
The last drop of his blood was shed that we may find peace with God.
他的宝血最后一滴都流尽了，好让我们能够与神和好。
And now, dear brothers and sisters, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus' shed blood.
因着主耶稣流的宝血，我们能够与神和好。
We cannot have that peace inside our life, in our heart, in the innermost of our being, unless and until we may have peace with God.
我们若不与神之间有那个和谐，在我们人的最深处就不能够有那个安息。
And on the day of our salvation, as we pleaded, I am guilty, I am sinful, and I need a savior.
当我们得救的日子，我们说我们是很污秽，我们需要救主。
Our Lord Jesus cleansed us and purged us and washed us with his precious blood.
我们主耶稣就在那个时候就洁净我们，用他的宝血。
And now we are righteous in the sight of the Most High God.
所以现在我们在那个至高神面前，我们是公义。
We try to prove our righteousness through our good works and so many other things.
我们从用我们的好行为或者别的事情来证明自己是公义。
But those things become like a bond to us.
但是那些其实就成为我们的一个缚。
As we were trying to please God in our own strength.It was taking us further away from the Lord and His grace.
我们越用自己的能力讨神喜悦，我们越从神的恩典那面前被挪开。
But on the day of salvation, when we cast ourselves at His feet and pleaded His grace and mercy,
但是当我们得救的日子，我们在他脚前求他的恩典和怜悯。
He gave us new life.
他就赐给我们新的生命。
He gave us His Holy Spirit.
他就赐给我们他的圣灵。
He is indwelling in our lives.
他就住在我们的生命中。
But it all started when the Lord Jesus took our guilt and shame and punishment upon him on that cross of Calvary.
但这个开始都在于主耶稣在哥哥他的十字架上担带去我们的羞耻那个罪和刑罚。
Because all of our wrong things were put on Jesus on that day.
因为我们一切做错的那些事情都放在主耶稣身上。
Because of that, now we have in Christ alone all other things.
所以因着那个的缘故，今天我们只在基督里，我们得着一切。
The things we have from the Lord Jesus, Lord has paid a great price for that.
我们从主所得到的一切，主都为我们付了极大的代价。
And we want to thank the Lord for.His sacrificial death on our behalf.
我们愿意为了主为我们所献上那个牺牲的爱来献上感谢。
We would like to turn to some scriptures.
我们来看一些圣经。
Let us read a few scriptures found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55, 56 and 57.
哥林多前书十五章。五十五、五十六、五十七节。
O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
死啊，得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
As we were worshiping the Lord in the table meeting,
当我们在擘饼那个敬拜主的时候，
One of the brother was led by the Lord and he wasPraying, where is the sting of sin?
有一个弟兄被主带领，所以他祷告说：“死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”
Lord has removed that sting and the power of the sting on the cross of Calvary.
主在十字架上把那个毒钩和毒钩的能力都挪去了。
56th verse reads,
五十六节
The sting of death is sin.And the strength of sin is the law.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
The victory we are experiencing in our day-to-day life,
我们每天中所经历的得胜，
it is all because our Lord Jesus has removed this sting.
因着耶稣把那个毒钩已经挪去了。
And also the strength of that sin, which is law.
并且把那个罪的权势就是律法也挪去了。
If you understand this scripture, that can overwhelm us with thanksgiving to the Lord.
如果你明白这段圣经，我们对主的那个感谢是何等的多呢？
The sting of death is sin.
死的毒钩就是罪。
And the strength of sin is the law.
罪的权势就是律法。
If you understand what is sting,
如果你明白那个毒钩，
I may give one illustration through one story.
给你一举个例子，借着一个故事。
There was a family, they used to live in woods.
有个家庭，他们是住在好像森林里。
And this couple had a newborn baby.
那这夫妻两个就刚有一个小的婴孩。
And they had a pet, a little kitten. They named that kitten Butterball.
并且他们有一个小猫，给他小猫名起名叫做 Butterball.
Because this little kitten loved the butter.
因为这个小猫它喜欢那个黄油。
So this couple lived happily in that area.
所以这个夫妻家庭在那块生活得很愉快。
One day the husband went for work.
有一天那个丈夫他出去做工。
Wife was at home with the little baby.
那个妻子在家里和小婴孩在一起。
And in the afternoon she thought, let me go out in the backyard.
一天下午她说，那我就到我的后院。
And relax in the shade of the trees.
就在那个树荫下，让我有些。
So as she opened the door of the house,
她开他们家门的时候
，here runs this little kitten out of the door.
她就让那个小猫先出去。
And started playing with the leaves which were floating here and there with by the air.
然后就把那个树叶能够清扫一下。
She put a nice sheet on the ground and put the baby on it.
而且他放了一个椅子，然后把那个小婴孩放在上面。放了一个单子，然后把小婴孩放
上。And after some times, she went inside the house as she remembered to put something in the oven.
然后他又回到他的房子里，因为他知道说烤箱里需要有些东西放到烤箱里。
And after some times, when she came back,
那过了一段时间，他重新回到他的后院的时候，
she saw one serpent just passing away from her baby.
他看见有个蛇从他婴孩旁边过去。
And she was frightened.
所以他就非常的害怕。
She was so scared.
他很害怕。
And then came close to the baby.
他就跑到婴孩旁边。
And she saw a sting or the bite mark on the feet of the baby.
他就看婴孩的脚上有一个被蛇咬了的那个咬的痕迹。
And she started screaming and crying loudly.
所以他就大叫并且大声
哭。
Because
she knew that the snake must have bitten the baby and baby will die soon.
因为他知道那个蛇一定咬了婴孩，婴孩很快就会死去。
As she was crying,
他在那里哭的时候，
she saw that little butterball, the kitten, dead on the ground.
他也看见那个小猫，就是 butterball, 他已经在地上死了。
And she realized that that snake was a deadly snake.
他就意识到说，那个蛇一定是个毒蛇。
That snake was a poisonous snake.
那个蛇是一个很有毒的蛇。
And she was sure that my baby must die because this kitten has already died.
所以他就知道说，他一定会死，因为这个猫都已经被蛇咬死了。
But to her surprise, her baby lived for 5 minutes, 1 hour.
但是让他很惊讶的是，他婴孩活了5分钟、10分钟，甚至半小时。
And she started thanking the Lord.
所以这个妇人她就开始感谢主。
And then she could understand why the baby was spared. The baby's life was spared.
但是她不明白说这个婴孩他怎么能够死里逃生。
As the snake came into the backyard,
当这个蛇进到后院的时候
，This little kitten Butterball was so playful。
这个小猫 Butterball 它在那儿玩呢。
And as this snake was snithering。
这个蛇爬过来的时候
，The Butterball came and started playing, tried to play with the snake。
这个猫就想要跟这个蛇玩。
And the snake was angry and started biting this Butterball。
那个蛇就很生气，所以它就咬了那个猫一下。
And after receiving this bite from the snake, the ball also reacted and hit his face with his claws.
所以这个猫被咬了之后，它也生气了，所以它就用它的手掌打了蛇的脸。
And the snake was even more angry and started biting more on the neck of the butter ball.
所以蛇就更加气愤，所以就更多的咬那个猫的脖子。
And then the snake went to the baby.And bite the baby also.
然后蛇也过来咬了一下小婴孩。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，because all the poison of this snake was taken by this butterball, the kitten.
因着蛇，它里面一切的毒液都已经注射到那个小猫里面。
There remained no poison in the snake.
所以在蛇里面，它当时没有再有毒液了。
And when this snake bite this baby,
当蛇咬那个小婴孩的时候
，there was no poison. There was no deadly poison to kill this baby.
那蛇里面已经没再有致命的毒可以杀死这个小。
Because this butterball took all the poison in his body, this baby was spared.
因为这个小猫它承受了这个蛇里面的毒，以致让这个婴孩可以死里逃生。
The sting of death is sin.
那个死的毒钩就是罪。
And the strength of sin is the law.
罪的权势就是律法。
If there is no strength in the sting, nothing can harm us.
如果毒钩里头没有那个权势，它就不能够伤到我们。
Lord Jesus has taken all our sin and guilt and shame and punishment upon Himself.
主耶稣已经把我们一切的罪、羞耻和刑罚都担在他自己身上。
And because Jesus died, we could have this everlasting eternal life.
因着主耶稣死了，我们可以有这个永远的生命。
Lord has paid the penalty on our behalf.
主已经为了我们付了那个代价。
He has redeemed us.
他已经救赎了我们。
By paying great price for us.
就借着为我们付了极重的代价。
He has bought us back.
他已经买赎我们回来。
By paying the price of his own precious blood.
就是借着付了他自己宝血作为代价。
To understand this better, let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们要了解这一段。请看罗马书第八章。
Brother Chan Chan has shared with all of us the whole epistle of to Romans.
常见弟兄交通过罗马书。
And we have received tremendous blessing through our brother's sharing.
我们也借着弟兄的交通得到很多的祝福。
Romans chapter 8, we will read first two verses.
罗马书第八章一二节。
There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin.And death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
Lord has taken care of this law of sin and death.
主已经把罪和死的律都已经废去了。
It is written, every flesh that sinned must die.
因为有这样的话说，凡犯罪的都必须死。
And without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
若不流血，罪就不得免。
And Lord Jesus has already shed His blood.
而主已经流了他的血。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 16 tells.
加拉太书第二章第十六节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 16。
加拉太书第二章第十六节。
By the works of law, no flesh be justified.
靠着律法，没有一个人能称义。
By the works of flesh, no man can be justified.
凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。
We want to emphasize today on this one matter.
我现在想就强调这一件事情。
Lord has justified us as He died for us on the cross of Calvary.
因着主在十字架上为我们死，他已经让我们称义。
We were guilty because of our sinfulness.
我们原来因着我们的罪性而有那个罪。
And we must take the penalty of that sinfulness.
因着我们的那些罪性，我们需刑罚。
But because Lord has paid, now He has justified.
但这因为主已经付了那个代价，所以我们得以被称义。
Because He has paid the price for us.
因着他已经为我们付了代价。
Now, justification is one thing, and condemnation is another thing.
称义是一件事，不定罪又是另外一件事情。
Suppose someone is condemned because of committing murder.
比如说有一个人他因着杀人他就被定罪。
But the judge is looking at the whole situation.
但是审判官他仔细看了案情。
And after minutely observing each and every move of this case.
并且他也仔细看见病情里那些仔细的情
况。The righteous judge is justifying the act of this man.Of killing this other person.
所以这些公义的审判官就来定这个人的人他没有罪。
And how it can be?
这怎么能可以这样呢？
One has already killed someone.
一个人把另外一个人都杀死了。
How it can be justified?
那这个人怎么能够被称义？
He's already condemned because he has killed someone.
因为他已经被定罪了，因为他杀了人。
Judge looked into this matter and found that in self-defense, he ended up hurting and finally killing this other person.
因为审判官发现说他杀那个人是因着自卫的缘故。
It was the act of self-defense.
是一个自卫的反应。
And judge could see this legitimateness in this matter.
所以审判官就看见里面那个正当的原因。
And could justify the action, even the murderous action of this man.
所以就判那个杀了别人的人，他的行为是义的。
Now, I would like to take you to another area of our life.
我想说到我们生命中的另外一个方面。
Where many times we feel guilty and under condemnation.
很多时候我们觉得我们有罪，我们是被定罪的。
We feel that we are inferior.
有时候感觉到我们很生气。
We are not good.
因着我们自己不好。
We are not good to receive any goodness from the Lord.
我们没有良善可以从神那儿得什么好处。
Sometimes we feel guilty and condemned that we are not a good father or we are not a good mom.
我们感觉到有时候因着我们不是好的父亲或者是母亲，我们觉得有那种罪的感觉。
Sometimes we feel ourselves condemned, see ourselves condemned, and think that we are not a good Christian leader.
或者也许我们觉得说我们不是做一个弟兄中好的基督徒的领袖，我们自己定罪。
So unless and until this guilt and condemnation is not taken off,
若定罪的感觉不被拿走，
we cannot be freed from this burden of this guilt.
我们就不能够被这个罪的担子中得到释放。
On the cross of Calvary, Lord has already paid the price on our behalf.
在哥哥他身，主已经为我们付了代价。
And He has covered all our sins.
他已经这个代价已经包含了我们一切的罪。
If I may ask the question, who is or what is the name of our arch enemy?
如果 我想说我们的仇敌是谁。
Though we don't have many young students here, but I will dare to ask this question, what is the name of our enemy?
我们中间不是有太多很年轻的学生，但是我问我们的仇敌是谁。
Anyone?
有没有人？
Satan.
是撒旦。
In Chinese, I think Satan. In Hebrew also is Satan.
就是希伯来文和中文那个发音都差不多是撒旦。
And do you know the meaning of this name?
你知道撒旦这个名字意思是什么吗？
The meaning of this name, Satan, is accuser.
撒旦的意思就是控告别人的。
Accuser.
就是控告别人的。
Prosecutor.
就是他要来定你罪的。
What is the work of the accuser?
那控告人他做什么呢？
He will accuse us here and there everywhere.
他就在我们所做的各种事情中来定我们的罪。
Accuser will not leave us alone.
这个定罪的人他不会让我们就在那儿做事情。
He will find every point in our life.He can condemn.
他会找到我们生活中许多的点来控告我们。
He will find those weaknesses in our life and accuse us.
他找到我们生命中有软弱的地方，他就来定罪。
And that is why in the Bible Satan is called the accuser of the brethren.
所以为什么在圣经中称撒旦为控告弟兄的？
In Revelation it is written that he accused the brethren day and night.
启示录里面写着说他昼夜。
Let us turn to that scripture, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10.
请翻到启示录十二章第十节。
Revelation, book of Revelation chapter 10, chapter 12, verse 10.
启示录十二章第十节。
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God.And the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神昼夜控告我们弟兄的已被摔下去了。
When we think about this scripture, we can understand there is great joy in heaven.
当我们思想这段圣经的时候，我们知道说在天上一定有大喜乐。
It is written, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven.
因为我听见天上有大声音。
When we want to proclaim a good news, we want to shout aloud.
当我们要宣传好消息的时候，我们的声音。
And the voice is telling, now is come salvation and strength.And kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ.
我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄。
How all these good things came?
这个好消息怎么来的？
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down.
因为那控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去。
Lord Jesus has taken care of this accuser.The Satan, our arch enemy, on the cross of Calvary.
耶稣在哥哥他的十字架上已经解决了这个控告弟兄的人。
If you have seen the scene of the courtroom,
如果你曾经见过那个法院的那个光景
，you must have noticed that the accuser or the prosecutor,
你就会看见到那个起诉的人
will ask so many questions to the person.Who is found guilty?
他就会问那个被定罪的人许多的问题。
Not only he will try to prove that person guilty of what he has done.
他不仅要证明说那个被告人他的确是有罪。
But he will try his level best to put guilt in his heart, in his mind.
并且他要把那个罪的感觉放在那个被告人的那个心里面、心思中。
Even though this man don't want to admit what he has done, but because of this.Prosecutor, he will be troubled so much, and he will feel guilty.
就是被告人他没有做错，是因着这个起诉的人的这样的话，他觉得说他里面有那个的感觉。
And many times While this prosecutor is talking, the other person will confess his problem.
所以很多时候，当起诉的人这样讲的时候，那被告他就承认他自己的所做的事。
So this is the work of the accuser.
所以这个就是那个控告人他所做的事情。
Sometimes he may accuse us truthfully.
有的时候他所控告我们的是真实的。
If he will see some evil ways in our life,
如果他看见我们生命中有什么事情
，He will start pointing his finger towards us.
他就把指头指向我们。
See, do you, have you noticed this sin in your life?
他说你看见你生命中有这样的罪吗
？See, the way in which you are living is not pleasing in the sight of God.
你看你这样的生活是不讨神的。
But these are the things he has found in us.
这些是他们生命中找到的。
And he is accusing for those things.
他就为那些找到的事情来控告我。
But not only the things he has found in our lives, but also he will come and speak lies to us.
不仅是那些我们真有的，而且他会说谎言。
He will bring these wrong things and lies in our mind.
他会在我们心思中放下谎言，那些错误的事情。
There may not be any truth in that.
就是那些事情后面没有任何的真实。
But because of this constant accusation, we will think that those lies are true in our life.
但是因着他不断的这样讲，所以我们以为他所说那些谎言是真的。
And then we will feel ourselves guilty and condemned.
所以我们心里就觉得有罪感，我们是
好像被定罪。That will reflect in so many things.
以致就在我们生命中很多地方都显出来。
Let me give one illustration.
我给你举一个例子。
When we see a plant growing,
看见一个植物长起来
we are very,
我们很高兴。
But when we see the leaves of this plant withering one after another,
但如果我们看见这个植物的叶子一个个的开始衰败
we think that there is something wrong with this plant.
我们就想说这个植物可能本身有些问题。
This plant is withering or the plant is dying.
这个植物可能衰败或者甚至要死了。
Because of the symptoms, we can see that there is something wrong.
因着我们看见那个现象的缘故，我们知道有些东西不对。
But the strength of this plant is in the root.
但是这植物它的力量是在它的根里面。
This plant receives the sap and the life and the nourishment from the roots.
这个植物是从根里面得到那些枝叶，得到那个营养。
It is possible that something on wrong outwardly, that's why these leaves are withering.
也许是植物外面所发生的一些事情，让叶子开始枯干。
We know for sure that there is something wrong in the roots.
但是我们知道说在根那块也许没有什么问题。
If root is affected, it will affect the plant outside.
如果根受了影响，那那个植物本身就会受影响。
Many a times in our life, we see some kind of attitudes and things and the reflections coming out.
很多时候在我们生活中我们看见我们的态度那些都是显明我们这个人里头的生命
I will compare those things with these leaves
那我就把它比喻就用这个树的叶子来代表
Sometimes without knowing we feel angry at someone or at something
有的时候我们并不知道怎么回事我们就对某些人或者是很生气
All of a sudden sometimes we feel fearful
或者有时候我们觉得很惧怕
we feel guilty
或者我们有一种罪的感觉
we feel inferior
我们觉得很生气
we feel doubting
我们有那个怀疑
we feel grudging towards others
我们对别人有那个怨恨
and these things are not healthy leaves
这些都不是那个健康的叶子
there is something wrong with these leaves as if they are withering leaves
那些就好像是那些衰残的叶子一样是有问题的
If the leaves are healthy it must flourish and it will look green and growing upward
如果那个叶子是正常的，它就会往上长，很兴旺。
But when there is something wrong with the plant, this leaves will become pale and it will go down.
如果植物有问题，那个叶子就会衰残，会好像掉下来。
When we are full of the Holy Spirit, when we are full of the joy of the Lord, which is our strength.
如果我们满了圣灵，满了喜乐，满了力量。
We will shout hallelujah.
我们就会说赞美主。
We'll sing praise.
我们要说赞美主。
And we'll rejoice in the Lord.
我们要以主为乐。
Even though there is in the life, we will count it all joy.
就算是周围有困难，我们都也以为喜乐。
We will give thanks in everything.
我们也凡事谢恩。
But many a times we feel angry, we feel rejected, we feel downcast, inferior.
但很多时候我们觉得说是有生气，我们觉得灰心。
That is because of the root cause.
是因着那个根有问题的缘故。
Many have done research on this kind of attitudes and reflections and way of living of people.
有很多人做了研究，就是研究人的态度，研究人各种的表现。
And they have noticed several different kind of roots or the root cause behind it.
他们就注意到这些后面那个根本原因有几种。
When a person is fearful,
如果一个人他很惧怕
，fear is the root.
那惧怕是其中的一个。
When a person is fearful of something, it reflects outwardly.
如果一个人惧怕什么，他在外面就有表现。
If a person is fearful for a long time,
如果一个人很长时间都有惧怕，
it will reflect on his body.
他的身体的健康上也
会受影响。It will reflect in his thinking.
也会影响到他的思维。
It will reflect in his relationship with others.
也影响他跟别人之间的关系。
It will reflect in his thought process and his decision-making process.
或者影响他的思路，影响他的做决定。
Fearful, from where this fear comes?
很惧怕，那这个惧怕从哪儿来？
Fear comes from the devil, our enemy.
惧怕是从我们的仇敌而来。
Scripture makes it very clear. He comes as a roaring lion.
圣经说得很清楚，他来好像吼叫的狮子。
He roars at us.
他向我们吼叫。
That we may become fearful, we may become frightened.
我们受惧怕。
So if we are fearful, it will reflect in our life.
所以如果你要怕的，生命中就有表现。
And many a time, this kind of root is detectable.
很多时候这种的根，我们很比较容易分辨。
We can find out, yes, this is the cause of all this kind of reaction in his life. Let us take care of this root of fear.
我们就知道说这些原因是造成那些结果的那个原因，所以我们就把那个根本除掉。
And Lord will send a brother or a sister to us and will tell perfect love cast out all fear.
所以弟兄姐妹，神就差遣弟兄姐妹告诉我们说，完全的爱把那个畏惧除去。
Another brother or a sister will come and say, Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of sound mind and power.
也许另外一个弟兄姐妹告诉我们，神赐给我们的不是软弱的灵，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
And someone may remind us the scripture from the Old Testament, "Fear not, for I am with you."
也许有人借着旧约提醒我，不要怕，因我与你们同在。
Fear not, I will fight your battle.
不要怕，我要为你们征战。
Greater is he who is in me than who is in the world.
那在我们里面的比赛，那世界上的更大。
And our fear will go away.
这就让我们的惧怕能够被除去。
And we will see those bitterness and anxiousness and short-temperedness will wither away or go away.
那些苦毒，那些焦躁，那些脾气也就随之被除去。
This is one root.
这是一个根。
And there are so many roots like this.
还有很多其他的根都像这一个
stress in our life
比如说我们的那个生活中的压力。
When you have this root of stress,
如果你有那个受压力的那个根，
that will automatically will reflect in our conversation, in our behavior with others.
这个就会反映在我们跟别人说话还有我们的行为上。
The way in which we are thinking or taking care of the problems because of this stress, we will react differently.
因着我们有这个压力，我们在做事情的时候就会很不一样。
And we know stress is number one killer in the world.
我们也知道压力是世界上那个杀人最多的一个原因。
When we have big assignment before us to accomplish,
当我们前面有一个很大的工作我们要完成，
we can become stressful.
我们就可以非常的有压力。
When at the workplace boss will assign us something which we have never done before.
在工作中老板如果给我们一个是我们从来没做过的事情，
that will bring stress on us.
那就带给我们压力。
And then when a person will go home,
那这个人他回家之后，
he will carry the stress with him.
他就把那个压力也带回到家里。
And be reflected towards his wife or children.All the other things.
这个压力也就会显在他对太太、对孩子很多的事情上。
He has nothing wrong. He has found nothing wrong in his wife or children, but still he may feel like angry and critical towards them.
虽然他的他在他太太和孩子身上没找到什么错，但是对他们的态度可能是那种批评的态度。
And sometimes he don't understand why I'm behaving in this fashion.
所以有的时候我们会觉得很奇怪，为什么这个人他现在这样的
一个表现。I love my wife, I love my children.
我爱我的妻子，爱我的孩子。
What has happened to me?
我怎么回事现在？
But it is all because of this stress he has taken with him from the workplace.
因着他在工作中把这个压力带回来。
Stress is not only when the difficulties and load comes upon us.
压力不光是那个难处担子在我们身上有的。
But when a newborn baby is born in the family, it can become also stressful.
就是有个新生的孩子生在家里，也可以变成是我们的一个压力。
When we move in a different environment, in a different neighborhood, that new exposed to this new environment can become also stressful.
或者我们搬家有新的邻居，这个新的环境也会让我们有压力。
And that will affect on our attitudes and all our outward things.
这会反映在我们对别人的态度那些的事情上。
And sometimes this root is also detectable.
有时候这个样的根也是可以被辨明的。
Someone can easily find out that because of this new work or this assignment, he's stressful and he's behaving like that. Otherwise, he's a good man.
我们会发现说因着他有这个新的工作或者新的项目让他这样的有压力，要不然他是一个很好的人。
But there is one deeper root.
但是有一个更深的根。
And this root is not detectable easily.
这个根不容易被发现。
And people for a long period of time cannot find out this root.
人很长时间都不能够发现这一个根。
And the outcome of this root is even worse than all other roots.
这个根它出来的那个表现比所有其他的根都要糟糕。
And that root is the root cause of all evil.
因为这个根是一切邪恶的那个根源。
And that is condemnation.
那就是定罪。
Accuser condemns us.
那个控告人的他来定罪我们。
He will prove that you are guilty, and he will condemn us.
他要证明说我们是有罪的，然后他就定罪我们。
Sometimes he will bring a thought in our mind.
有的时候他会把一个意念放在我们。
You are not a good father.
他说看你一个好的父亲。
You could not provide these things to your children.
你不能给你的孩子来预备这些的东西。
See, you are not a good mom. You could not discipline your children from their childhood.
你看你也不是好的母亲，你也不能够来好好管教你的孩子。
And that's why you are facing this problem when your children are teenage.
因着你没被好好管教，所以孩子他到了青少年的时候他就有问题。
The devil will tell and condemn us that you never did savings.You never saved for your children's future education.
撒旦也会定罪我们说我们没为我们孩子以后的教育来投资。
And now they cannot go to that private school.
现在你看他去不了那个私人学校。
They cannot get that best education.
他得不着那个最好的教育。
And this kind of things will condemn us.
这样的事情都会定罪我们。
And when we are under condemnation, we will start taking radical decisions.
我们在被定罪的时候，我们做一些很特殊的决定。
Our words will come out with great force.
我们的话出来是有很强的力量。
Our actions will be like thunder and lightning.
我们做出来的动作好像是闪电打雷一样。
It is all because we feel ourselves condemned.
因为我们感觉我们被定罪了。
But we thank the Lord, Romans chapter 8 verse 1 tells.
罗马书第八章第一节告诉我们。
Therefore there is no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
那些在基督耶稣里的如今就不定罪了。
We should live a life without condemnation.
我们应该过一个没有定罪的生活。
If you remember the Passover lamb,
如果你记得那个逾越节的羔羊，
the angel of death was passing,
那个杀人灭命使者过去的
时候， Lord told his people that they must kill the goat lamb and put the blood on the post.
主告诉他们要杀那个羊，把那个羊的血放在门楣和门框。
And when the angel of death will see this blood, he will pass over.
灭命使者看见血的时候，他就越过去。
Next door is Egyptian house.
他旁边的邻居是一个埃及人的家。
And the angel of death will go and destroy the firstborn.
灭命使者就进去就击杀头生的。
As we have sang so many songs about the blood of the Lord.
我们唱了这么多的诗歌都关于主的血。
This precious blood of the Lord can remove all the condemnation.
主的血能够挪去一切的定罪。
If you know in the Old Testament, once a year on the day of Yom Kippur,
在旧约的时候每年一次在那个赎罪祭的时候。
On the day of Atonement,
就是在献赎罪祭的时候。
This atonement was made on behalf of all Israelites, all the people.
那有个赎罪祭是为所有以色列人献。
And there two goats will be there.
要有两只山羊。
They will sacrifice one goat and spill the blood of that goat.
他们要杀那个羊的血，然后洒那个羊的血。
And the other goat will be set free and sent into the wilderness.
那另外一个羊就要被释放，放到旷野。
Let us read those few scriptures which is found in Leviticus, book of Leviticus, chapter 16.
利未记十六章。
Book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verse 9.
利未记十六章第九节。
And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering.
亚伦要把那拈阄归与耶和华献为赎罪祭。
But on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness.
但那拈阄归于阿撒谢勒的羊要活着安置在耶和华面前用以赎罪打发人送到旷野去归于阿撒谢勒。
Let us read verse 21 also.
21节。
And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness.
亚伦两手按在羊头上称以色列人诸般的罪过犯，就是他们一切的罪愆，把这罪都归在羊的头上，借着 所派之人的手送到旷野去。
Once a year, the high priest will do this.
每年一次，大祭司要做这个事情。
And that will remind each and every Israelite that from that moment onwards, for the rest of the year, their sins are covered.
他借着这样做来提醒每一个以色列人，从这个时候开始的下一年，所有的罪已经都被赦免了。
And now the next day, suppose one of the Jewish the person accidentally kicked the dog.
也许第二天一个犹太人不小心踢了那个狗了。
And while conversing with somebody, he ended up showing his anger at the other person.
也许他跟别人讲的他就很生气。
He will not feel condemned guilty.
他就不会感到被定罪。
He will remember that for one year, all my wrong behaviors and attitudes and sinfulness and everything is covered in the blood of that goat.
因为他记着说，下面的一年我一切坏的态度，一切的罪，都被那个羔羊来替罪了。
Until the next year, they will do the same again.
那下面一年他们要做一样的事情。
Israelites understood this very well.
以色列人非常明白这件事情。
No matter what, I know this one thing that for one year, my sins and my actions and everything is covered in the blood of that lamb or goat.
无论发生什么事情，我知道这下一年我一切的罪都被那个山羊他的来赦罪。
We believers must remember this one thing.
我们信主的人也需要相信这个事情。
That our Lord Jesus has shed His blood, has given His sacrifice once and all.
我们主耶稣献上自己做赎罪祭是一次直到永远。
His sacrifice is eternal sacrifice.
他的这个祭是永远的祭。
There is no need of any more sacrifice or killing of the goats or bulls.
不再需要献祭，不再需要杀羊和牛。
The blood of that lamb or goat, it used to cover the sin of Israelites, all the people, for one year. It was covering.
以色列人那个一年，他的罪是被那个牛或者羊的血所遮蔽的。
But by the shed blood of Lord Jesus, God has removed our sins as the east is from the west.
因着主耶稣他的血，神已经把我们的罪挪去，好像东离西那样的远。
When we make mistakes and commit sin,
当我们犯罪做错事的时候
，we must have short account with one another and with God.
那我们彼此之间和神之间，我们就有亏负。
We must confess to each other.And must say sorry.
这时候我们就要彼此认罪，说对不起。
We must confess before the Lord also.
我们也要在神面前认罪。
But not that our confession makes us righteous or forgives us.
但是不是我们的这样的承认罪使我们有公义。
But we must remember that all our sins of the past, present, and future are under the blood of the Lamb.
但我们必须记住，我们以前、现在和以后所有的罪都被羔羊的血所遮盖。
And we should never allow the enemy to bring us under condemnation and guilt.
我们不能让仇敌来把我们放在那个定罪之下。
Last thing, and I must close.
最后一个。
If you remember, the story is found in John chapter 8.
如果你记得约翰福音第八章的故事。
Please turn with me to.Book of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
Let us read from verse 3.
第三节，我们开始读。
And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst,
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中。
They said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act.
就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。
Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what said thou?
依在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把她怎么样呢？
Here we read about the law of Moses.
这里我们读到说摩西的律法。
Law demands the justice.
律法要求的是公义。
What the Lord is responding to this matter?
那主他怎样回答呢？
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
And we know that one by one they all went away.
我们知道他们一个一个的都离开了。
Now the tenth verse.
十节。
When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw no one, woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned you?
主耶稣看见说，只有妇人仍在那里，耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？
He's asking this woman, Where are those who were accusing you?
他问这个妇人说，定你罪的人在哪里呢？
Has no man condemned you?
没有人定你的罪吗？
And the beauty of the Lord we can see in the 11th verse.
在十一节我们看见主的美。
She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Strength of sin is
law. 那个罪的权势法。
Law demanded the justice.
律法要求的是公义。
But Lord is telling her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
但是主却对他说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Lord would have told, Go and sin no more.
主本来可以直接跟他说，你不要再犯罪了。
But he tells her first, Neither do I condemn you.
但主先对他说，我也不定你的罪。
Condemnation is from the enemy, the devil.
定罪是从仇敌，撒旦魔鬼来的。
Let us remain without this condemnation.
让我们保持在一种没有定罪的光景。
Let us reject those condemnation of the enemy and from the enemy.
让我们弃绝从仇敌的定罪。
And when we will not feel condemned, we bear much fruits, glory of the Lord.
当我们不这样被定罪的时候，我们就可以为主多结果子。
On the day of resurrection,
在主复活的时候。
We read this scripture portion, 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们读到哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, we read from this scripture portion.
哥林多前书十一章，我们读这一段。
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup.
人应当省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
Paul is telling when we gather together, we must examine ourselves.
保罗说，我们聚集的时候，我们必须自己省察。
How we must examine ourselves?
我们如何自己省察？
Because when we will examine ourselves, any to accuse us and condemn us.
因为当我们自己的省察的时候，仇敌就在那定我们的罪。
When we are about to partake of the table.
当我们要来拿主的饼杯的时候，
we feel inferior and condemned.
我们就觉得说我们是被定罪的。
And we'll think I'm not worthy to partake from this table.
我们会害怕，我们觉得说我们不配来与主的宴席有
份。But here the scripture is telling us we must examine ourselves in the light of the reality, in the light of the truth that we are justified.
但是这里却说我们要在那个真实的光中来看见说我们已经是被称义这样的情况中来醒察自己。
We are not condemned people.
我们不是一般被定罪的。
All of our guilt and shame and sinfulness are under the blood of the Lord.
我们的罪、羞耻、刑罚都在主的宝血之下。
And the 29th verse.
第二十九节。
For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
因为人吃喝若不分辨，是主的身体，就吃喝自己的罪了。
We must discern the Lord's body.
我们必须要分辨主的身体。
And when we will discern the Lord's body, what we will receive?
当我们分辨主的身体时候，我们得着什么呢？
Without a shadow of doubt, we will know that all my guilt and shame and sinfulness already been laid on the Lord Jesus, on His body. His body was broken for me.
因为我们就会看见说我一切的羞耻刑罚罪都已经主都为我挂在十字架上。
And there is no condemnation for me today.
所以今天我就没有不再有定罪。
It tells that in a worthy manner or worthily we must take part in the Lord's table.
中文没有翻出来，英文它是说我们要以配的那个态度来领受
这杯。It is not telling that worthy people only should take part.
他不是说只有配的人才能够领受。
Tells it clearly, worthily, in the manner.
他说的是一个配的方式、态度来领。
How we can partake in a worthy manner or worthily in the Lord's table?
我们怎么能够以一种配的方式来领受主的饼杯
？Having this discernment very clearly, that.Lord Jesus has taken my place on the cross of Calvary and has taken all my sins and guilt.
就是看见说主已经分辨说主已经在加略山把我的那个羞耻罪刑罚都已经带去。
And in His shed blood, all my past and present and future sins are covered.
也因着他所献上的那个血，让我现在和以后的罪都已经被遮蔽。
And that will set us free from guilt and shame.
让我们就被那些罪恶感和羞耻里面得到释放。
To worship our living God.
让我们可以敬拜永生神。
To have this wonderful relationship with our brothers and sisters.
就和弟兄之间有那个奇妙的关系。
Bring peace and joy in our families.
也让我们家庭中满了平安喜乐。
So whenever the enemy may come to bring condemnation and guilt, let us reject it.
所以当仇敌来用那个羞耻和罪感来攻击我们的时候，让我们来拒绝他。
And through this, Lord will make us an overcomer, a victor in Him.
也借着这样，我们可以在主做借着他来做得胜者。
In Christ alone, in Christ's broken body, in Christ.One victory, we have the victory.
只在基督里，只在他的身体里，只在他的得胜里，我们才能有得胜。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank thee and we praise thee for loving us so dearly.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你如此亲爱的爱我们。
That you have defeated our arch enemy.
你已经击败了那个主要的仇敌。
And he has a weapon against us.
他没有武器能够来攻击我们。
The final, the most powerful weapon of condemnation you have already removed.
就是他最后一个有效的武器来定罪我们，这个你也给他挪去了。
And now, therefore, there is no condemnation in our life.
所以在我们的生命中没有定罪。
And we rejoice in you, O Lord.
主，我们以你为乐。
Give us this grace to walk in this truth, O Lord.
给我们恩典，可以行在这个真理中。
Lead us in your victory, O Lord, day by day.
每天都带我们得胜。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
祷告是靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.